story.
We want it been.
Welcome to episode 134 of the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast. This is a very special episode as Jason and I are driving back from our second day of Toylana. It's Saturday, and we got one more day. It's been kind of exhausting. Jason's ready to go home and sleep. I'm ready to do it again because it's a fun show. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm sleeping. You're ready to party.
Yeah, it's always a party at Toylana. We were out till about 11. Well, we were out till 11:30 last night. Which time we got home? We left Narayan's house about 10:30. Had a little get together. Had a couple of the Kenner guys show up, and it was a fun time.
Tim Effler, Tom Osborne came over, and they were just kind of like, I remember making that. I remember that. Yeah. So it was really cool to see them walk around, and then Tim told the story. We started talking about Indiana Jones, and he was kind of like, I can't believe they're doing that again, because the first time it kind of crashed and burned. The second time in the Crystal Skull days, it didn't do so well. But, you know, despite all that, maybe third time's the charm. They're bringing it back. So,
you know, and I've kind of thought that about that line, because I didn't think it was a very successful line 30, 40 years ago. So maybe, but, you know, maybe everybody's down with nostalgia, and they, we're ready for it. Maybe it'll do good. You know, hey, Hasbro's done worse things, so why not?
And then he started to tell us his idea for what Crystal Skull should have been. He's like, I don't think they should have used the commies, because the Nazis are the epitome of evil. And so they should have had more Nazis. And there was a movie that he referenced, I think it's called The Monument Men, directed by George Clooney and starring George Clooney, about the United States soldiers went in to try to preserve as much of that art as possible that the Nazis stole. They thought that'd be perfect for Indiana Jones to go in there and fight the Nazis and try to preserve the art and try to prevent the Nazis from getting the Ark of the Covenant. And so it was a really cool idea, and it was just cool to hear a toy designer, toy director, kind of pitch that idea.
Yeah, it's always fun hanging out with those guys, just hearing their stories. And then they did a panel today. Tim did two panels. One was like his days at Star Wars, and today was, and then the second one was like stuff that was unproduced that they tried to get stuff done, but then it just sort of tried to do stuff, but it never came out. And then it just turned out to be basically just a round table of the, because they had two other guys.
Rick, the gentleman with Bill and Ted.
Was it Rick?
I thought so. Tim Effler, Tom Osborne, and Doug Miller all.
Rick Watkins, maybe?
Yes.
Rick.
All who worked at Kenner at different times, working on different lines. And they were telling stories about what it was like, things that they wanted to do. They said that Kenner was known for being the IP toy designer, so if you had an intellectual property, you would go to Kenner for them to do that. And Kenner wanted what Hasbro and Mattel had, which was their own intellectual property that they didn't need to license and pay people for to use. So that's why they tried to get like Mask. That's why they made Mask and Tyrions, things like that. It was just interesting. And then you had pointed this out, and I don't know if it would have clicked if you hadn't said this, but during Tim's first panel, he was talking about when it came towards the end of Return of the Jedi, they needed people to be interested in the line. They needed to add some value to the action figures. So he had pitched ideas of maybe little mini droids that can go with the action figures, possibly environmental stands that you can put your action figures on, reasons to buy it again. The coins were part of that. And much to his surprise when he made the pitch, the coins were the thing that actually got approved by the department head. So he was surprised by that. And you leaned over and said repaints, Because that's exactly what they're doing now. They're not adding any value. They're just throwing new paint on action figures and saying, here's something new. And it's like, no, it's not new. But it's just interesting that Kenner was very clued in on, we need to add value, we need to add more, we need to give them reasons to buy this.
Right, and now they're just repainting it. Tim also shared a story. His daughter had a playhouse, a tree house, and wow, that sucks. That's a brand new truck that just had rear-ended something. But anyway, his daughter had a tree house, and they used the coins to, they nailed it into the tree for decorations. So I'm sure there were some valuable coins on that tree when they moved out.
Yeah. I mean, it was worthless at the time.
Right.
But now it's worth hundreds of dollars per coin, so depending on the coin, too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, what were your thoughts on Toylana? It was a new hotel this year. I thought it felt laid out the same as the old one, as in it was really cavernous is not the right term, but there was just, you turn a corner and there's more stuff, and you're like, oh man, it's back in this, tucked back in this room is more stuff, or tucked back in another corner is more stuff. And it just wasn't, the signage wasn't as good as it should have been. So there were some rooms, I think some people may have missed out on some rooms.
Yeah.
But it felt better, at least. Well, I don't know. I don't want to say it felt better, but it felt great until we went to get lunch, and it took us like 2 hours to get lunch.
The worst, because it seemed like everybody's first day on the job.
Yeah.
No one knew what they were doing. People were walking in and out from the kitchen, not holding anything. It's like, what are you doing? Why do you look so busy? Because you're not actually busy.
Right. And we won't be eating lunch there tomorrow, if we even have time for lunch, because it's only from like 11 to 4. So maybe it's a big breakfast kind of day, and then early dinner.
They stuck the Georgia Alliance of Star Wars Collectors in a hallway, in a windowed hallway, so it's very, very hot. Our table was right next to originally Tim Effler's, which would have been cool, but if Tim's sitting there doing signings, he can't, because of fire code, he can't move his table out from the window, so they moved him. But it just, little things like that just adds to the disruption of what's going on in. I don't know. I know more than I probably should, so I'm going to bite my lip.
Yeah, but it was a fine show.
The thing that I really struggle with is, so there used to be Jolanta, which turned into Toylanta. Jolanta used to be specifically about G.I. Joes, is my understanding, and they wanted to open this up to more toys, so they created Toylanta, but then the Joe people got mad, so they decided to split Jolanta with Toylanta, so the Joe guys can go to their Joe Fest, Jolanta, and Star Wars guys, and Rock Lords guys, and Transformer guys, you know, name your guy that's not G.I. Joe, they can go to Toylanta. But now, you walk into that main room, and it's a lot of G.I. Joes, and it's like, why did they have two conventions now? What is going on? And then you go to the X-Wing room.
Right.
Which is supposed to be the wing of the hotel. They call it the X-Wing. It's kind of weak on Star Wars. I mean, you've got Atlanta Vintage Toys, who has a pretty big selection of Star Wars. Nerd U had a bunch of Star Wars, but all the other guys, it was just like, here's some Star Wars.
Right.
On their booth.
It wasn't as Star Wars heavy as it should have been, but I've seen more Star Wars. I saw more Star Wars there than I have in the past. They had a lot of, I thought, good deals on Men on Cards. They had a lot of Men on Cards, like Return of the Jedi stuff, for about $100.
Yeah.
Even the Empire stuff was roaming around $200, which I thought was good deals. They had a guy with a bucket full of some guy on a motorcycle splitting lanes, but
like a foot from my back when he pulled up. Anyways,
but he had a bunch of beaters for like $6. So that was kind of cool to dig through some beaters.
I saw Lewis going through there.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to get new customs from him.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. At some point. You guys did the running of the hoods. How was that?
Yeah. It was better received this time than last year. People seemed to enjoy it. They were smiling and laughing. There was one guy at the end who was just like, what are you guys doing? Yeah. Have you seen Empire Strikes Back? Yeah? Well, this is a character from Empire Strikes Back. Oh, I'm a Joe guy. And I told him, that's all right, we still love you.
Right.
Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, 501st were there. They had a huge room, but they also used every inch of that room.
Yeah.
Because they had a bunch of their backdrops and stuff. And that was cool, seeing them and talking to them. They had the Mercs. They had the Mercs, the 501st, the Rebel Legion, so they had a good representation.
That's really good.
Yeah, which is always cool, seeing... nothing brings a smile to your face like seeing some Mercs and some Stormtroopers and stuff. So that was cool. I thought they had a good selection of toys. A lot of modern stuff, a lot of... Well, actually, it wasn't that much. It didn't feel like Target exploded like it did in years past. So it was. I'd say it was 90% vintage this year.
I saw one Action Fleet. So there's no Micro Machines, no Star Wars Micro Machines, and very little Star Wars Action Fleet. There's no Micro Galaxy Squadron. A lot of Black Series, a lot of Vintage Collection, but that stuff was just sitting there.
Yeah, they had a Thrawn. Archive Thrawn I saw for $20, which, it's been a long weekend. If you were going to get into it, $20 was a hell of a price point for that figure.
Yeah, I thought about grabbing that to customize them.
Yeah. But what else? They had the Mythic Legion Four Horsemen.
So that is the draw of the show, that everybody's going crazy for Mythic Legions. I really appreciate what they have done with their action figure line, with all the mythical, fantastical looking characters, a lot of them inspired by Masters of the Universe. And you look at these things and you just, why can't Hasbro do that with Star Wars? It's exciting, it's new, it's well sculpted. I think the price point is, like $40 for a basic figure.
It's $30 for a basic, $40 for a little bit better, and like the deluxe is $50, and then they have like the horse, like a horse is like $50, and then like they have a centaur, I think that was in the $60 or $70 range.
But you feel the value as you're holding these figures. It's not like Cobb Vanth where it's like, well, we just had a couple more paint applications and now it's a deluxe figure.
Right. You're paying
Looks like a deluxe figure.
I actually popped my Mythic Legion Cherry this weekend and blew my PG Chari. I'm in Jason's car. But my budget was blown on Mythic Legion stuff. I think I picked up either four or five figures, and I'm pretty excited to get them home, open them up, and see what all they have, because they all have, they've got pauldrons you can add to them, alternative heads, a couple of different weapons. I don't think they have the hands, but, normally on a normal figure, it's hard to get everything to turn right, but everything's turning right. The articulation's right. The paint application's beautiful. They stand on their own. It's just little things like them standing on their own without you having to really work it, and you can do a really awesome pose with them, and they still hold their stance. I was insanely impressed with those figures. And like the Four Horsemen guy, I don't remember their names. The guy who runs their Facebook group, I want to say his name's Warren or Wade or something. Starts with a W. I suck with names. And he was awesome. We spent about an hour talking. And they've got like the owner of the company's there selling toys. What other toy company is going to have the owner and the CEO and like the main guys there selling toys? There's not one.
It's a labor of love, and you can feel the love in the toy. You feel the love for all the fans, and I have to say that I'm very impressed with Mythic Legions. And when I was at PowerCon back in August, seeing the people line up and thinking to myself that all these people are coming into the con, and they just kind of divert, make a left, and they go straight to Mythic Legions. It's like, wow, there's something special there.
Yeah, well, what they do is the Mythic Legions, well, I guess they have a warehouse full of stuff, so they bring stuff out that you normally can't find, that's not available online. It may have been sold out. And what's awesome is like on the people, the VIPs and stuff, you can preview, you can look, you can talk to them all you want, but they're like, we have a line of people outside waiting for till 10 o'clock to get in here, and I'm not selling anything to you you can go, you're welcome, more than welcome to go wait in the line. I mean, we'll talk all you want, but you're not buying anything until either you got two options. You either get in line or you wait for the line to dissipate, and then you can buy something. So I've got to give them props for that. You know, it is, as a, you know, being able to get in there early, it sucks, but I got to give them mad props for it, because they're putting their fans first. You know, I know throughout the day they put out a couple of extra figures, and, you know, but they'll have like a case of figures with that's 24, and they're like, this figure, you know, in each day they're bringing out a different case. So it gives people a reason. So like Friday night, they had a certain number of things that they were going to sell on Friday night. And then once they were gone for Friday night, they weren't going to sell anymore. And then this morning they brought out more. And then like in the middle of the day, I think after their panel, they brought out four or five extra figures. And then like tomorrow morning, they're going to bring out more figures. So I got to give them props. And they actually have a cosmic line coming out, because I was talking to the guy and I'm like, that thing was really catching my eye until I made one purchase and then the dam was broken. And then he's like, what are you into? I'm like, I'm into Star Wars. He goes, well, we have this line over here, and it's all their space figures, Cosmic Legions. And I'm just like, oh my God, where are these? And they're like, they'll be out in, you know, they're just now shipping or getting ready to ship. And I'm like, son of a biscuit eater, I want these figures. This is where I want to spend my money. But I'm in the He-Man too, so I was able to, you know, they had some really cool, they had like a skeleton that I got, and then they had a Battle Cat figure, which was like a male Battle Cat, which was awesome. I got that one this morning. And then they had a bull head, and then they had a Hordor, they had a figure based on that. So I picked up some that are based on He-Man, and then just some cool looking badass figures that I can't wait to play with tonight when I get home. And like I said, I think they're the posability and the playability on those are pretty awesome, because I know with the He-Man stuff I got, you're posing them and you've got to be real careful because they fall real easy. These don't seem like they'll do that. They seem like they're really going to hold their pose. And they had one figure that the guy's like, you need to hold this, and it's probably weighs 2 pounds. And he's like, this is a $60 figure when it was released. And you're just like, how are you guys releasing this figure for $60? I mean, it was a 6-inch figure, and it was probably another 6 inches in circumference or something stupid like that. I mean, it was just huge, and it's $60. So, I mean, Mythic Legions, you Four Horsemen, you guys are I think you're going to count. They, you know, if you hadn't seen them, you got to look into them, because I really think that's where the toy business is going. And you do see there's a lot more, there's some more like startup companies that are doing what they're doing, that are just direct selling their stuff, doing GoFundMe, crowdfunded things. And they don't look as good. I've seen them. They had a couple of, I think Pixel Dan had one company that he was showing, and I wasn't happy with it. Our buddy, guy with the book, Rich with the book, he showed me one that's like based off of prototypes from some of the He-Man stuff, and that looked incredible. They had some of those figures looked really good. So I have to check that line out when it comes. But I'm just, right now I'm at the point, if I want to continue collecting, I have to find another itch to scratch. And I think it might be Mythic Legions, because it's an expensive product, but it is a good looking product. So definitely check them out, and they're cool guys.
We set up the booth this morning. We put out the coasters. I put about half of them out today, and those went well. And then we put about half of the posters out, and I was kind of touched, because, you know, we put the posters out and people line up, and I see some kid grab it, and he's just like, "Wow, this is free." And it was just like, that's a nice compliment. So that meant a lot. Last night I picked up, I've been getting into the Titanium series. I don't know why I missed out. They are Micro Machines. They're Titanium, so they're metal. I started to pick up some Green Tags and prototypes from that line. So getting the production items. And then after Tim Effler's first meeting today, we went back to his table, because he made a special print that he's selling. So he drew something, a kid playing with C-3PO. And then Tom Osborne recreated his drawing of the AT-AT or the AT-AT or whatever you want to call it, the Imperial Walker. And on the table was a brand guide, a style guide for the Rocketeer, which, you know, my eyes perked up and I started flipping through it, and it was a pitch from Disney to different companies. This is what we want to do for apparel. This is what we want to do for action figures. And I couldn't put it down, and I picked that up, especially because it was from Kenner. So at one point Disney pitched Kenner, you know, do you want to make action figures for this line? And I asked Tom, why didn't you move forward? He can't remember anymore, but during the panel, they just talked about how Disney was so difficult to work with. So it's really not a surprise. And the Rocketeer didn't do well. It's more of a cult hit now, but it didn't do well in the theater. So I don't care. I love the piece. It's pretty special to me. So
yeah, he was saying that Disney is one of those companies that'll pick something and nitpick it, like the first go around, because they, I guess they're Disney, they're big enough to be able to do that.
I was helping Rich throughout the day. Yesterday on Friday when we were setting up, some guy came by and he's like, I'm thinking about selling all my Black Series to start with the Vintage Collection. And we both warned him, dude, you're not gonna, don't expect retail for that stuff. It's all gonna go below. And he's just like, he's not excited about that line anymore. And maybe it's just more, again, confirmation bias, but it seems to be the thing that, you know, Hasbro really screwed up with the Black Series.
Yeah. What else? Did you pick anything else up?
That's it for now.
Yeah, I was able to get a Geeky Tiki AT-AT. The big AT-AT, like a 40-ounce Geeky Tiki mug, which I got a heck of a deal on that.
Just loaded up with beer.
Yeah, probably.
40 ounces of beer.
40 ounces of beer. But then you got to drink it with a straw, and beer through a straw is not really good. Just a bunch of Mythic Legions. I think that's all I bought. Yeah, they had the guy with some Bill and Ted stuff, but I already had it all, but he had killer prices. I told him, I said, if I didn't have it, if I needed it, I'd have picked them all up because he had a good price. I think I made a pretty decent contact for some Bill and Ted pre-production stuff, but we'll see what happens. And that's about it. It's I was really disappointed. Like Jason said, I thought it would be, I didn't think I'd see any G.I. Joes, and you walk in the main room and it was a quarter G.I. Joe. They had you look to the right, it was set up just like last year, where you look to the right and the main guys are all G.I. Joe guys. The main booths are all G.I. Joe, and it felt really bad. I'd say more than half the room was G.I. Joe. And it did not look good on them, because they'd split the shows up. And I know when Joe Lana came around, they were like, oh, you got to have a bunch of G.I. Joe stuff. And then apparently a lot of people who went, some of the vendors that went that didn't do G.I. Joe did really well. But, you know, I guess we'll see what happens. I still like this show because it's a hometown show. And it's something I've been going to for 10, 11 years. And it's a fun weekend. So I really hope this show continues, and we'll see what happens. I mean, but there's a bunch of more toy shows and toy swaps and stuff that's happening in Atlanta. So,
like the Georgia Alliance of Star Wars Collection Toy Show on May 13th. Second Chance Toys and Collectibles.
Yeah, in Marietta, Georgia.
Come on by.
So we got a raffle for Choa. I got some stuff from the raffle from AVT, Atlanta Vintage Toys, today. So I want to thank them for that.
Thank you. Thank you to Barry. Barry dropped off some stuff. Oh, Barry picked up the Ahsoka A-Wing. Not the Ahsoka A-Wing, excuse me. Hera A-Wing. Micro Galaxy Squadron at his one of his shops in Mississippi, and he bought that, and he brought it to me, and I paid him back for that. So that's another thing I picked up this weekend.
Yeah, I'm waiting for some stuff to get here. I got something coming from Japan and something coming from Cincinnati. So I picked up a paint chip off of somebody in Cincinnati, and it's hot pink. So I'm thinking it'll match my Bill and Ted run. It looks like it's a match, but I'll be able to tell when I get it and can compare it, you know, right up next to the Bill and Ted stuff. So that'll be kind of cool to get. I'm just having a paint chip in my collection, or paint... I guess it's a paint chip is what you would call it.
Yeah. It was a good time seeing everyone. That's the first time I've actually hung out with Matt and Darren in person from Nerd U.
Yeah,
and
those guys are great.
Hanging with Rich at the booth, and Jordan and Richard, Tony, Jerry. Seeing Jerry, it's always cool because he's moved away, so yeah. We only see him in special occasions.
Exactly, yeah.
Hanging with Narayan and going to his place for that GASWC party. Susan, Lewis doing the run with us. It was cool that it was just not Narayan and I. There was a trio now, not just two dudes.
Right. You know what sucks is right after I had asked you about the orange shirt, I walked into Walmart, and they had orange shirts on sale and for like $5. And I was like, should I do it and just do the run? But I didn't. And I wish I kind of would have just to do the run at Toylana because, I'm not going to Celebration this year, and it's going to be 25 before the next one. So I didn't want to spend a whole bunch of money on a jumpsuit.
But. The future is bright for the Georgia Lions of Star Wars collectors. If you're not a member, be a member. We've got some cool things in the works.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty cool upcoming slate of events.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We're almost to your house. We can cover more tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, or whatever, because then we got, like, Mandalorian talk. Unless you want to talk about just do Mandalorian in a couple of weeks, because you're out of town next week.
You guys
week.
Can talk about it next week. Oh, so do you want to record tomorrow? Because if so, then...
We can wrap it up now, or we can talk
tomorrow.
Let's just wrap it up now, and then if we want to talk tomorrow, we'll talk tomorrow, too.
Okay. You just edit this out.
Yeah.
So next week, I won't be here. I'm going to Myrtle Beach with my family, or part of my family. Some of it's staying here. So Jordan's going to sit in. You guys can talk about whatever. You can talk about Toylana or the Mandalorian, whatever.
We may do a Four Horsemen show.
Maybe.
That may be fun, too. Get that, because he's been collecting those for a minute.
Maybe.
That may be fun to talk about with them.
I guess it'd be Smuggler's Fair.
The Smuggler's Mutineers.
Something like that.
Yeah, because he's on a podcast called The Mickey Mutineers. We've never plugged his podcast. We always plug his YouTube channel. But Mickey Mutineers, if you guys are into Disney stuff, I use the term lovingly, a lowbrow Disney podcast, but in a good way.
Yeah.
So if you like cursing in Disney, that's the podcast to listen to.
Drinking.
Yeah, it's three guys and they talk about Disney and just give their honest opinion about it, and it's a good little podcast.
Well, in case this is the end, thank you for listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast. If you could, please leave a like and a 5-star review of the show anywhere you listen. It's allowed. It really helps us out. And it helps people find our show. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Our email address is smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. Feel free to message us. We always love to make you part of the show. We love hearing from you. I just lost it. I'm doing this by memory.
Thank you to Levi Waterhouse for the Smuggler's Galaxy music. I saw your dad. Actually, I saw you today, too, because you walked right by. And I saw John. I saw his dad at... Toylana today. Well, it's nice to see John for a minute. And to Alfonso Riviera, yep. Right? Yeah, I got it right. Alfonso Riviera for the Smuggler's Galaxy logo. Hasbro re-release VC66, or hey, the Four Horsemen do a version of Salacious Scrum. That, you know, Jason, yeah. You could pop Jason's cherry, so he'd love that.
Pass on vote, what you've learned. Vote with your wallet.
Vote with your wallet.
Pass on what you've learned. Be a positive force.
Forces the collecting galaxy. Let's see how flat my tire is.
Nah.
It's not. Awesome. This is the way.